This is the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview. My name is Matt Harris, joined on the phone lines now by Westside Pirates head football coach Tyson Moser. Coach Moser, thank you for taking some time with me today.
Yeah, you bet.
Coach, fall camp underway, almost to the start of the season, kicking off on Friday. What's the atmosphere been like, and how's fall camp gone so far?
Oh, it's been exciting. I've got a good group of kids back, and they're, you know, disappointed about the way their season ended last year, so they've been hungry now for several months to put the pads back on and get going again.
Who do you look to be the impact players on offense for you this year?
We've got several players. I don't really like to pick out, you know, one or two guys, but I'd have to say that our offensive line is going to be our key if I could just point them out. We returned three starters off last year's team, and so I'm looking for them to lead the way.
Have those players that are coming back gelled with the new players stepping up on the O-line?
Yeah, they have. In fact, I'm pretty happy with the chemistry we've got right now. The kids are mixing together pretty well.
On the defensive side, what's the key for you this year?
Our defensive line has to control the line of scrimmage. We've got some young linebackers that are going to have to step up. But I'm really looking for the defensive line to hopefully control the line of scrimmage and keep us in ball games.
Visiting with Westside Pirates head football coach Tyson Moser, what's the X factor for your season, the one thing that will weigh the most on your success this year?
Well, in the two ways, it always comes down to staying healthy. If we can stay healthy, we've got a good chance to put together a competitive season. But you lose one or two, three guys to major injuries, and you're in trouble.
You open up the season this year at Firth, the team that you knocked off in the 2A state semifinals last year in a thriller at Holt Arena. Is that game one that's been circled on the schedule? Is that one that you're building up for? What do you expect out of that game?
Well, us and Firth have a great rivalry. We've played a lot of games against each other the last three, 4 years. We know them as well, or actually we know them better than most of our conference opponents, and they know us just as well, too. So it's definitely a fun game. It's definitely a tough way to start the season. You know, everyone would like to play a little more easy game, but baptism by fire, I guess. Our kids will know after Friday night what it's like to play a very tough, physical football team. So anyway, it's definitely a game we look forward to. We know that it's going to be a challenge. We know how tough it's going to be. So we look forward to it, as I'm sure they do too.
Are your kids getting tired of hitting each other yet?
Yeah, they are. They're ready to play somebody.
I think most teams in the state would probably say the same thing. For you this season, what are you most excited about?
Just to see how we improve. You know, I enjoy watching the kids get better every week. We're definitely not going to be at our best come Friday against Firth, and I like to watch them progress every week and get a little bit better. And it's also interesting to see, you know, what these kids are going to be good at. You have to adjust around the kids you've got, and it usually takes us three or four games to kind of figure out what our niche is and what we're good at and what kind of a team we are. So that's always interesting.
Now, you've been coaching football at Westside for a very long time now. What is it that drives you to continue to coach? What makes it fun for you?
Oh, I enjoy the kids. We've got a great coaching staff. Our staff's been in place for a long time. We don't get much turnover coaching-wise. And like I said, I really enjoy the kids, and I work a lot with the younger kids and trying to get them coming. It just seems like there's always another group coming, and just kind of keeps you hanging around.
Visiting with Westside Pirates head football coach Tyson Moser. Coach, you have a lot of ability to be hands-on with the younger groups, and you have other coaches who can help you with those younger groups in Dayton and bringing them up through the Pirates program. How much of that has had an effect on your success at the high school level?
A lot. You know, like I said, it's not just me. It's the whole coaching staff in general. I mean, when the kids go through, you know, Little League and middle school and whatnot, they know what system they're going to play in. They know what coaches they're going to play for. Or other places, it just seems like they have so much turnaround, no one ever has a chance to really get anything going. So I think that's a big factor.
Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Certainly appreciate it. Good luck to you and the Westside Pirates this season.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Tyson Moser, the head football coach of the Westside Pirates. Don't forget, you can get updated scores, schedules, standings, power rankings, and more for all Westside High School athletics at idahosports.com, Idaho's leader in online high school sports information.